multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirt Malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
At Ligger's Bakery, our name is synonymous with tradition. Ligger's has been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From our legendary mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Remember to call Ligger's to order the custom cookies and cakes that make summertime sweeter. Visit Ligger's Bakery on Facebook and Instagram for photos and more information. Or call to place your order today, 288-6550. Or come by the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. Come home. Come on home to Ligger's.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some news about a cooling trend, but this intense heat is locked in for at least a few more days. Your chances of seeing one of those random storms just about nil this evening and again tomorrow. I would say less than a 20% chance. Even the nights are oppressive. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 77. Friday's high temperature will be near 100, and that's not the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher. Even this weekend, high temperatures in the upper 90s. Widely scattered storms are back in the forecast on Saturday. Maybe a better chance of getting a storm on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour, baking, freaking hot. On a Thursday afternoon, I got my bike right in anyway, even though temperature's around 100. Terry Adams is here, and so is Rosie Brock. Jeb?
And here they are.
Please clap. How's everybody?
Good.
I'm trying to start off on a positive note, even though virtually everything I've read before coming in here today makes my blood boil.
Okay, then let me back up. I'm doing great, Greg. It's just life is wonderful right now. I'm so happy to be here and be in this great country, and everything's great, man.
Everything in my personal life could be completely messed up, but knowing that our country is in the hands of people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, it just makes
I sleep better at night.
Yeah, me too.
Not that vile Donald Trump.
Oh, God, no. And those deplorables that tried to take over the Capitol.
Oh, my God. Did you see the crowd that turned out in Allentown for Joe Biden's visit?
What's 15?
Huge Trump turnout.
Good.
Waving the middle finger at Biden. It's getting hostile.
It's going to get a lot, very much more hostile before it's over with.
I'm inclined to agree. But people have not let go the fact that the election was stolen. In fact, we're going to study Pennsylvania this afternoon a little bit. But right now, Citizen Jane wants to be our first caller of the afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hello.
I have called before and raised the issue about what our students are going to be taught in the Montgomery Public School System this fall. And I have an update for those that are listening and a request from parents who have students in public schools. Mm-hmm. I called and spoke with my school board member and asked the question, is the Montgomery Public School System going to be teaching critical race theory and some of the sexual orientation sex education classes this fall? And interestingly enough, the school board member said, well, I don't know. You know, we don't keep up with what the curriculum is.
Are you kidding?
She said, that's the responsibility of the superintendent, and we don't know. And I said, well, the school board should have oversight responsibility, and I think you should know what's being taught. To her credit, she said, well, let me check, and I'll call you back. And she did check, and she called me back a day later, which was okay. And she said, well, I checked, and what I was told is that it won't be part of the formal curriculum, but teachers will probably teach something about that information as part of the social studies and those things. I said, well, I would like to know specifically what is going to be taught and to see the curriculum. And I said, I would ask that the school board sit down with the superintendent and review the curriculum. Her response was, well, there are 58 schools. I said, I understand, but we should know what this curriculum is. I would encourage, the school board to have a school board meeting where the superintendent presents what will be taught. What does it mean that it will not be part of the formal curriculum, but teachers will be teaching something?
Yeah, big red flag.
I think parents have the right to know what that is.
Absolutely.
And I was appalled that the school board has no oversight and didn't even appear to have any interest in it. They have delegated all of that responsibility to the superintendent with no oversight.
What is their
job? I would encourage.
What is their job?
That's what I ask. And I would encourage every parent who has a child in public school to call their school board member and ask them to please review what the curriculums are going to be this fall and to ask for a school board meeting where the superintendent presents what they mean by informal teaching of the ideas that are in critical race theory, but it will not be taught formally. We should be upset.
That sounds like a total pile of bullshit to me.
Yep.
Yeah. And I do know that my representative, Reed Ingram, when I spoke with him, has told me that he has introduced a bill into the legislature, whenever it will come up, to ban critical race theory.
Awesome.
But even if that is the case, if they're not teaching it formally, but are doing this informally.
You cut out.
Yeah.
Well, she's gone.
I think we're still connected.
Yes, we're still connected.
Yeah, anyway, we lost you there for...
I encourage all parents.
You're hitting your dial pad.
I encourage all parents to please call their school board member and demand to know what their children are going to be taught.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What is the school board supposed to do? I thought that's what their job was. Silly me. Here I go assuming.
They wonder why homeschooling is exploding.
Exactly.
And frankly, what have they done about addressing discipline so that kids don't go to school in a state of fear? Those that want to learn.
Not much.
But we've been talking about that for 16 years since I've been here.
Uh-huh. It's never going to change. It's just like the clips you
played. And it was so out of control that kids from Lee High School had to call our show and request airtime to let the public know what was really going on in that place. That there were gangs of students that were terrorizing teachers into passing grades. I got a good buddy that now teaches in Tallahassee because after they slashed his tires, he said, that's it for me. I'm not putting up with this.
No, shouldn't have to.
And that was a threat that a student followed up on. That's not how you build a good education. We wouldn't have even, at great peril, not only to school discipline, but discipline from our parents, would never have even considered for a second being the least bit disrespectful or sassing back a teacher.
No, because you got whipped twice. You got whipped at school, and when you got home, you got another whipping.
Yeah. What happened to those glorious days?
I guess it's illegal now to touch a child.
Well, that depends, too.
Exactly.
All right, we're at 3:15. I had something planned to open the show, but apparently the video is not going to play for me. And it was a Tucker clip. Hey, there's Liz Cheney. Let's see how she's doing in her polling. Liz Cheney, she got 19% in the Republican primary out in Wyoming, but Nancy Pelosi put her on the committee because she voted. How about that for a joke? For a kangaroo court, this big investigation into January 6th. And it's all Democrats and Republicans that voted to impeach Trump.
Yeah, they're all covering their butts.
Let me see if I can find...
CYA.
This Allentown. I saw a little bit about it on the news. By the way, we have a business spotlight coming up later. The folks from Montgomery Performing Arts Center are coming in.
Ooh. Okay.
Talk about their schedule.
Montgomery Performing Arts. Is that Shakespeare?
No. Impact.
Downtown. Impact. Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, here it is. Joe Biden's motorcade jeered by Trump supporters during Pennsylvania visit.
Sweet.
Yeah, this will happen everywhere it goes. But he got 81 million votes, so why worry about it, you know?
Yeah, of course he did.
They lined the streets. Oh, and then while he's there, Biden claimed that he had once driven an 18-wheeler truck. Can you imagine Joe Biden behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler truck?
There's no way he's ever driven an 18-wheeler. He wouldn't know how to change gears.
Hey, hold on.
I don't think you know how to turn it on. I'd bet money on that.
Yep.
So.
Promises.
And how does the relationship changes, considering this is the last strategic dialogue that you have with Iraq and the Prime Minister?
This most recent dialogue you made. Well, we've been talking a lot. Our foreign ministers, our cabinet members have been talking. We're looking forward to seeing an election in October.
Hope it's fairer than the one we had here.
Yeah, no kidding.
David.
How we doing, Greg?
Yeah.
Hey, I was reading an article the other day where they're taking this whole new math situation to a total another level. There's a school district in Oregon that basically voted to have outcome-based math where whatever your personal reality is of math.
Yeah. Because math is racist.
Yeah. So if you say 2 and 2 is 7, then you cannot be graded as it being wrong because that's your reality. So that's, you know, I'm sitting, I looked at my wife when I was reading this article online and I said, and so how is this going to work for these kids when they graduate, get out into the real world?
Not too good.
Yeah, I mean, this is just nuts if you think that somehow that, you know, 2 and 2 is 7, you know, and everybody's just going to go along with that when you get out into the real world. So, I mean, but that's, unfortunately, that's where our
When it comes to fundamental skills, we're failing horribly. Look at Baltimore. They can't even pass somebody that can read through their entire school system.
I will guarantee you, like that woman was just talking about with the Montgomery school system, even if state legislatures outlaw CRT in schools, I guarantee you that the unions and teachers individually will be sneaking it in on their curriculum back through the
back door. What's the point? It's all bull crap. It's just teaching hate.
It's propaganda. It's
keeping us divided.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's raising a generation of little Marxists.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
You know, that's all it is. So, you know, I mean,
any teacher that believes in Marxism is not qualified to be a teacher because they haven't looked at history and seen that it's failed everywhere and it's cost the lives of tens of millions of people. I gotta get off this.
But like AOC and the squad, and I was reading an article about this a while back, you know, the mentality of Marxists here in America is, well, we've just never had enough money to make it work.
Yep. Different this time.
You know,
it's always different
because we've got unlimited money, so we can make it work the way it should have worked all around the world.
Idiots.
So, and that's their mentality. So, have a good one.
See you.
Thanks,
after
David.
That call, I'll be sending out greeting cards. Governor DeSantis is out there. He's not putting up with any of this crap. This is who we need in the White House.
Did you not get the CDC's memo? I don't see you guys complying. And I say that jokingly, but I think that may be a sign of potentially seeking to do more things into the future. And I think it's very important that we say unequivocally, no to lockdowns, no to school closures, no to restrictions, and no mandates. Floridians are free to choose, and all Americans should be free to choose how they govern their affairs, how they take care of themselves and our families, and they should not be consigned to live, regardless of which state in the Union, consigned to live in a Faucian dystopia in which we're governed by the whims of bureaucratic authorities who care little for our freedom, little for our aspirations, and little for our happiness. No more. We can't let it happen going forward.
Wow. Well said.
He's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's great. You can see him in the White House.
I hope so.
And this guy would go in with a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Clean out the generations of debris sitting around in desks. The fact that Fauci is the highest paid person in our government just for hanging in there for 400 years and making over $400,000 a year. No government employee should make. You want to do public service, you'll make a nice livable wage.
Yes.
And get merit, earned raises.
You know, I've always thought that representatives, they should make the median income of the people they represent.
I agree. Because then they'd be motivated to think about the median income
exactly.
And do things that would help it. Instead
yes, to help their people make more money to feed their families.
Instead of like living like kings and queens.
Bingo.
321 Lewis Lawn on the bypass, I believe, is still looking for counter help. Talked to so many business folks who are seeking good people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great group to work for, the Lewises, long-term business, long-term supporter of our show. Really appreciate them, and Chad Sasser and Haley and TJ, they'll get you up to speed. All you need is a smiling face and a good attitude, and they'll take care of the rest. You stop by and fill out an application at Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're right next to Walter Craig, and you get weekends off. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the winter months. So you never have to worry about losing a Saturday or a Sunday. That's Lewis Lawn, carrying all the great brand names in outdoor maintenance, Echo, Exmark, Toro, the Ego battery-powered product line, Walker, and more. At Lewis Lawn.
Do you know what interest rates you're paying on your credit cards? If you knew, you'd probably be shocked. Many Americans are paying ridiculous amounts of money in interest alone. Money you could keep. How? With a special low-interest credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Now with a special radio listener discount. Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL. lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
So I still can't get over how much I saved at Kohl's. I did a double take when I saw my receipt. The home sale deals are just that great. I got 20% off a Keurig coffee maker, 40% off cute throw pillows, and a Bissell carpet cleaner for $249.99. I even got an extra 15% off and picked up Kohl's cash. So yeah, you know the saying home sweet home? More like Kohl's sweet Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer ends July 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It can sometimes be hard to tell if a prebiotic or probiotic is working. Not anymore. New Align fast-acting biotic gummies help soothe occasional abdominal discomfort, gas, and bloating in as little as 7 days. So you can get back the freedom to do what you love fast without worrying about occasional digestive upsets. Take new fast-acting biotic gummies daily for best results. From Align, the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Visit AlignProbiotics.com for details.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
Simone Biles will don a face mask to attend Adele's residency in Las Vegas titled Pandemic of the Unvaccinated and sponsored by Apple, whose profits rose so much they can afford to pay for a wedding. A comment from a fan.
I think Bruce Springsteen should get a Frito-Lay factory named after him.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
They're doing this thing in Jersey where they're naming the rest stops, I guess, the Jersey Turnpike after famous New Jerseyans.
Yeah.
And Bruce Springsteen declined that honor.
Really?
What a...
Yeah, I can't stand him.
I can't either. I'm sorry. He's as phony as the day is long. But that's just my thought on it. All right. I found this Tucker clip, and I also found something else that I want to check out. And I believe it was on Fox. A group of students explaining why they're not... there are select teams I'm just not rooting for at all in this Olympiad.
Oh, sure.
But the ratings on the Olympics are down 49% from the Rio games in 2016. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you? And if I'm NBC and I've got billions of dollars invested in obtaining the rights, and I've sold those telling my advertisers we're going to be averaging 30 to 35 million viewers an evening during this, and they're getting 17...
Oops.
Or 18 million, maybe. They're going to want rebates.
Uh-huh. And they deserve them.
And they'll lose their ass.
Good.
And frankly, I hope they do.
I do, too.
Maybe that will tell the Megan Rapinoes and others the games are there for competition and not for your political bullcrap. Exactly. Can't stand that woman. No. And I'll never walk into a Subway sandwich shop again. Give me the purple hair special. How about a couple of minutes of Tucker?
Yeah, it sounds
it's good. Really, really hot. And I'm really, really lazy when it's really, really hot. I did my bike ride today.
I can't believe you're doing this in this heat.
I didn't wear the sauna suit today.
Good.
Rich Thomas made me promise.
Tonight, it's becoming obvious that open borders are, in effect, the policy, the official policy of the Biden administration. Axios reports tonight that approximately 50,000 migrants caught crossing the southern border have been released into our country without a court date. Now, technically, those migrants have been instructed to report to ICE offices, but they don't. Studies show only about 10% of them have done. Probably fewer than that will. An immigration official just told this show that this is now standard operating procedure. So you get caught crossing the border, not just from Mexico or Honduras or Guatemala, but maybe from across the ocean, maybe from the Middle East, from Africa, from the Caribbean. And you're told to show up at an ICE office wherever you choose to settle. And according to two whistleblowers from Joe Biden's HHS, many of these migrants are infected with COVID-19. Quote, hundreds of children contracted COVID in the overcrowded conditions in the migrant shelters, the whistleblower said in a new federal complaint. Adequate masks were not consistently provided to children, nor was their use consistently enforced. Think about that. Your kindergartner is going to be forced to wear a mask because the teachers unions are in charge of the Biden administration's health policy. but illegal migrants with COVID don't have to wear masks. How does that work? Well, because they're future Democratic Party voters. They can do what they want. And we know the Biden administration is not even bothering to figure out where they're going. This is one of the great scandals of our age, and no one is stopping it.
Yep.
We went down to the border town of Uvalde, Texas, for a brand new episode of our documentary series. It's called Tucker Carlson Originals. The documentary is called The Illegal Invasion, and it's a look at why so many illegal aliens are flooding the border and what they've done to the people who live there.
Yeah, I would love to know what's happening in the border towns and stuff. At least the governor of Texas is trying to do something.
Yeah, Abbott, yeah.
But how much can he do? How much can one state do? Soldier Boy?
Hey, Greg, can I do a quick PSA for our pets?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I love my dogs, and I know you do, and your listeners do, too. But just an extra reminder, with this heat index so bad, be careful that their little pads can get scarred and burned.
Yep.
Don't walk them on the asphalt or on the sidewalk. Walk them on the grass.
There you go. Good job.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I just see so many people out there trying to walk their dogs. Pick them up, carry them, put them in your car, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because it's like, how would you like to be barefoot and have you walk across that hot asphalt? It's no different on their pads.
Don't be an asphalt hole. Keep your dogs safe. Thank you, Soldier Boy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and whatever you do, don't lock them in your car.
Temperature right now is 96, and the heat index is 101. Not quite danger, but certainly hot enough.
Mm-hmm.
When Rich Thomas says, don't wear the sauna suit when you're on your bike ride today, I listen. And I wore a T-shirt and still got pretty hot.
I bet. It's just insane.
I'm the old fool in the neighborhood that is out there trying to kill himself every afternoon. 3:32 is the time. Kaiser Fine Furniture would also like to find a rep to work with Cheryl and Stella, two of the best in the furniture business. If you have a good sense for decorating, if you are somebody who likes, hey, watch HGTV, and you see the shows and how rooms are put together and what goes with what, if you have a natural aptitude for that, I would certainly take that to Kaiser and talk to them. You know, if you're going to go into sales and you want to make money, because a reminder, there's nothing wrong with making money.
No.
You want to go to a place that's got customers, and we'll send you the customers to Kaiser. Pricing is great. The selection is unparalleled, 65,000 square feet. And if you can put your knowledge to work and work with Cheryl and Stella, two of the best in the business, you'll do very, very well. So stop by 4044 Wetumpka Highway to Kaiser Fine Furniture, or browse at shopkaiser.com if you've never been. Take a look. You got plenty to work with there at Kaiser Fine Furniture. And if you're a shopper, don't forget, if you spend $2,000 or more, you can do that at 0% for qualified customers over 18 months. Kaiser Fine Furniture, shopkaiser.com, as we make our first trip to the traffic bunch, 3:33.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on the East Boulevard at I-85. Eastern Boulevard as a whole, just very congested right now. Troy Highway, about the same. Taylor Road, really busy, and a lot of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard from Wears Ferry Road up to the Wetumpka Highway. But everything else, light to mostly moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 rolling smooth through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully, no accidents at the moment. We will keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credit, slow credit, it doesn't matter. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama public health officials are recommending all students and teachers wear masks this new school year because of a surge in COVID-19 cases, but Governor Ivey says she will not issue a state mandate to do so. Some local school systems have already said masks will be required when students return. A woman was killed, three others hurt in an overnight shooting in Montgomery. Police say 25-year-old Kashia Green was shot and killed on Rosa Parks Avenue last night. Authorities say one of the three people injured suffered life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made in the case. In Elmore County, a man is dead after being shot by an Elmore County deputy. Authorities say the deputy shot 32-year-old Jonathan Pierce after responding to a domestic dispute at a home on Timber Lane. Deputies detained Pierce's father, who was accused of having a gun. Authorities say Pierce came out of the house with an 18-inch machete-like blade, and a deputy shot him. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I wish I had some news about a cooling trend, but this intense heat is locked in for at least a few more days. Your chances of seeing one of those random storms just about nil this evening and again tomorrow. I would say less than a 20% chance. Even the nights are oppressive. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 77. Friday's high temperature will be near 100, and that's not the heat index. I think the heat index will be 105 or higher. Even this weekend, high temperatures in the upper 90s. Widely scattered storms are back in the forecast on Saturday. Maybe a better chance of getting a storm on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We take a moment to pause and remember a man whose products inspired so many of us to consider radio as a career. The late Ron Popeil.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick
you up later. You can broadcast in mono or with two more radios in stereo.
Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
Yeah, we have to do.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family. And for only $12.88, they really make great Christmas gifts.
I've got one in the car.
I bet it's not $12.88 anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I think it was like 19, so it wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. Why do we buy that? Wasn't it for something we were doing at Bomb Hours where you needed to be able to, you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
But, that spot, man, I should post it.
Yeah.
Because it's just... Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later. What woman wouldn't fall for that line?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And don't ever tell him I said this, but when I hear that, because it's on his page here, when I hear that.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
I think of a teenage Rich Thomas.
Going after the dames.
Being precocious.
Mm-hmm.
That line didn't work very well for me. Also remembering Dusty Hill from ZZ Top.
Yeah.
ZZ Top bassist passed away in his sleep at age 72. They're supposed to be playing in Tuscaloosa, and I believe that concert is going on as scheduled, and I was right. I talked to the guys about this, and Jay looked it up this morning, a remarkable band, certainly one of the great rock and roll bands of all time, no question about it. But what is really beautiful about their story is that Dusty and the other two guys from the band have been together 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
In all the years I've been doing this, and I'm not playing music anymore, but I still look at the entertainment world every morning in the cheap and trashy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall once ZZ Top ever being in the middle of a big blow up, not getting along, you know?
No.
And I think that is a remarkable tribute to the band, and that they spent that kind of time together, mm-hmm. and never lost focus. The band was always first,
mm-hmm.
not the individual. They were a team, because we've seen politics break up so many groups.
True. When Eliminator came out, they really hit another gear Eliminator came out.
Hey, I was working on Chicago's Loop, FM 98. I'm Greg. I'll be here till 10 p.m. When LaGrange came out.
Oh, that was classic.
I hate to admit it, people, but I'm that old now. I was very young, but I'm that old. I was playing LaGrange by ZZ Top when it was a new release.
Yep, and it's weird to me that the drummer, Frank Beard, is the only one that didn't have a beard, which was kind of weird.
Yeah. I always liked that about them, too. They weren't into big theatrics and all that. They just did their thing.
Yep.
It was cool. So we paid tribute to them this morning.
Good.
At 3:42. Not at 3:42 this morning. It's 3:42 right now. Where do you want to go next, folks?
Wherever you want to go.
What do you got in your hand there, Rosie? What did you want to...
There's an article from the Epoch Times that talks about how taxes separate Southern Illinois from Missouri. Taxes, corruption, the difference... I mean, they're right, their border states. They're right over the river from one another, but there's such a vast difference because of the political policies. One is ruled by Chicago politics, and the other is not. And the people are thriving in Missouri, but the cities are dying in Southern Illinois.
There's a picture here, and in fact, it reminds me of a movie that's going to be on Turner Classic. I don't know if it's tonight or tomorrow, called The Last Picture Show. Remember that from the early 70s?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's a picture of a closed theater on 8th Street in Cairo, Illinois, with an American flag flying in front. That's...
Wow.
There's a lot of emotion in that. It's sad that this theater is closed, yet the American flag still flies in front. And yeah, this is the America we're becoming, because you cross a state border. Hey, when you go down to Destin, Florida, as many people do from here, you go from a state that has a state income tax, a city that has a 10% sales tax, to a state that has no state income tax and does not tax groceries. Why can't we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Here is Ward.
Good afternoon, Rosie, Terry, and Greg.
How are you, Ward? What's happening?
Doing great. I wanted to call in and give a little tribute also to Dusty Hill.
Sure.
ZZ Top was my first ever rock and roll concert to attend, in person. That was in April of 1991. Was a sophomore in high school, and two of my best friends and I got permission from our parents to drive from Meridian, Mississippi, where we lived, over to Jackson, Mississippi, and see ZZ Top at the big Mississippi Coliseum. And
you remember what you paid for a ticket for that show?
I was looking for that ticket stub recently because I've kept some. It was probably like $12 or so. I mean,
yeah,
probably $12 or $15.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, the Black Crowes were supposed to open for them. The Black Crowes had just come out with their first album.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called Shake Your Money Maker, the one with Hard to Handle and that album.
Yeah.
And they got kicked off the tour because they were bad mouthing like Budweiser beer, and were upset and were trying to be cool because they were from Athens, Georgia, and trying to say that corporate America didn't need to sponsor a rock concert. So the promoters kicked the Black Crowes off. But
surprise!
But ZZ Top was still, they were awesome. I mean, they were probably in the late 80s, early 90s. I mean, they were at full peak at that time.
Yep, you're right.
And I actually went on one of these rock and roll cruises on a big cruise ship about 10 years ago, and ZZ Top headlined that cruise.
Oh, wow.
And I ran into Dusty Hill in the casino and had him sign my ticket, and he was just as nice as he could be. His wife was there with him.
Oh.
And he asked my name, and of course I said Ward, and he made a Ward Cleaver joke.
I was going to say, I hope you're not being hard on the Beaver these days, Ward.
That's exactly what he said. And his wife was like, he said something like that, but a little differently. But his wife rolled her eyes and said, "Good Lord."
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny, but he was really nice. And so, but
that's such a great story, Ward. I thank you so much for calling and sharing it. And you just described something. I've seen, I don't know if you know this, Ward. I used to work with a group called Styx.
Styx!
Yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And many times I was out with the band and their wives, and the wives were just like every other wife. When you say something stupid, they'd roll their eyes.
Of course they do it.
So that's my husband, the rock star there. That is such a great story. Such a great story.
Yes.
And it fits very well with everything I've heard about the man. It's a shame. But the band plays on, and I think that's a very healthy approach for them to take.
Well, he was prepared. He's already named his guitar tech as to take his place on bass.
That's smart move.
Yeah, it was.
Smart move.
That's right.
Ward,
that's right.
You need to call the show more often.
Yeah. Will do. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good story.
It's funny, though. ZZ Top is not a band I would expect to see on one of those rock and roll cruises.
No, me either. I was
the ones I've heard about are all more like
Frankie
60s.
Frankie Valli.
Hey. This is how radio has changed. In the 80s, we had a contest when I was on that Waxy 106 station with him.
Yeah.
Kyle.
We gave away 50 pairs of tickets on a chartered jet.
You gave away jet tickets on a chartered jet?
We had a chartered jet. We had room for, I think, 100 couples. No, 50 couples.
50
so we gave away.
People.
So you got airfare, a free night hotel at this new casino in the Bahamas, and a beach concert with Frankie Valli.
Wow.
Yeah, and then flew back the next day.
Wow. Big money. Big money.
So I spent some time because I was going to introduce Frankie Valli to the group. We had a campfire. They built a bonfire on the beach. All these people are gathered around in comfortable chairs, and Frankie Valli is going to perform.
Yeah.
And after the show is over, he came to me and said, "How would you like to come to Vegas and write for me?" He said, "You're funny." He says, "It's hard to be funny." And I thought, well, what a great honor to have been asked by Frankie Valli.
Can I do it and still keep my gig down here?
It would have been a full-time commitment, but that was cool. He's a really, really nice guy, too.
Sounds like it.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Greg. How y'all?
Yeah, you know.
I just wondered if anybody remembers back. I know you probably wasn't around here then, but back in the early 80s, maybe the late 70s, but there was a little place outside of Montgomery on 231 between Montgomery and Troy called Sandy Creek.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
I remember
they had a little concert and stuff like that out there.
They sure did.
And, you know, there'd be some local bands, but they were some, you know, some name bands. It was like Molly Hatchet and Blackfoot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, ZZ Top came in there one night.
I didn't know that. I didn't remember that.
And you talking about one of the best times I ever had in my life. I'm going to tell you what, I wish I could do that again.
I'll bet.
I'm fixing to be 60 years old, man.
God,
and I'll never forget. Them guys, they came in on a helicopter, lit in behind this stage, got out there and jammed their butts off for a good 45, 50 minutes.
I would have loved to have seen that. Yeah. That sounds great.
And everybody, I mean, they had a stage out there. It was like a cow pasture out there.
Yeah,
you had to ride probably 3 or 4 miles down a dirt road.
Yeah, it's funny. You're talking about
back there where it was at.
Yeah.
The best concert I ever saw was not at a fancy place or an outdoor arena designed for that kind of thing. It was at a racetrack like 50 miles south of Chicago, Eagles Ronstadt, on a summer night. It was about 85 degrees with no wind.
Acoustics
were perfect.
Wow.
And from a sound standpoint, that was the best show I think I ever saw.
Awesome.
So yeah, you can go to these funky venues and get really surprised. And go to places. I love Creedence. I just never went to a concert where they sounded like they did on the. That's what you want. So we were talking about that last night at Baumhauer's.
Well, I seen Stevie Ray Vaughan in South Padre Island, Texas, and it was out on the beach.
Yeah,
and that was another good time. I mean,
it was
their spring break, and it was a free concert. All you had to do was show up.
One of the best ever.
That was a good time too.
Thank you for sharing your memory, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Met him.
Kyle.
Hey, I could tell you a couple of Tommy Shaw stories, but one in particular, I was familiar with his mom and his dad. And later in life, being a DJ, I would go to dress shops and put business cards in those dress shops. Well, Tommy's mama worked at a dress shop.
Uh-huh.
And so I saw her over there. She was talking with a client, you know. And, of course, I kind of stood back. I wasn't going to be in their business, you know. But I overheard her. And the client was asking about her kids. And she goes, well, I got so-and-so. She's my oldest. And she's a dental hygienist up in Birmingham. And then I got so-and-so. And she's a lawyer. And then I got so-and-so. And then Tommy, and he's a rock and roll singer.
Yeah.
And that's all she, you know, that's just the way she saw him. Never mind that he was a multi-platinum music god, you know.
We need to do? We need to make an effort to approach the mayor or whoever we have to about having Kegler's Cove named a historical landmark.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. That's a great idea. Sure is.
That somebody of the stature of Tommy Shaw is best known for the days he spent in that tiny little room.
Harmony.
It's an amazing story.
Yeah.
Amazing story.
Yeah. And I met his dad when I was 14. I was working across the street from Kegler's Cove at then a Chevron station part-time and used to fill up his dad's van every Saturday morning with no clue that was Tommy Shaw's dad.
Yeah.
Until he goes, D, you got your concert tickets for the Sticks concert in Birmingham? And I was like, no, sir. I said, yeah, I got a little motorcycle, you know, and I don't think I could get up there. So he turned over a credit card slip and wrote his address down, and he said, here's you a couple of tickets. You and a friend meet me here, and you can ride up there with me and Mama.
So
that was really cool. So we're, you know, third row back at a Sticks concert with his mom and dad. That was very, very cool.
Great story. We're out of time, Kyle, but thank you for taking the time to share that. And we are tight for time. I was going to share a story about Tommy's mom and me after I first came to Montgomery. And I want to get to that. And RD, I want to take your call, but I have to go car shopping with Terry Adams. We're going to Jack Ingram Porsche.
Of course. I was at Jack Ingram earlier today.
You were?
Yeah, I had to pick my AMG up.
Let's see. What are we looking at this week? I'm seeing several choices in the Macan.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I did the test drive in. That's the car that feels like it has teeth in the pavement.
Oh, it's a Porsche. They all do.
Yeah. I'd never had that experience before, you know?
You should get behind the wheel or get in the seat of a GT3 and let somebody take you around a track.
The one time I rode in a Porsche, it was a 911, and it was with my female morning partner down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to experience and appreciate the car because I was so terrified by the way she drove.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I mean, no car can compensate for somebody who... Yeah. Makes you nervous when they drive.
Yeah. Amen. Well, they still have the 911. They still have the Cabriolet 911. Sweet. I didn't see it today.
You got to understand. It takes some time. Maybe Saturday. If you've never been in a Porsche, you owe yourself the experience so you can understand what the excitement's all about.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this one here. This is a brand new 2021 Porsche.
That's the take-in is the electric, all-electric car.
Wow, that's like a Tesla then.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Not that I would compare it to a Tesla. Oh, and they got a brand new 20. That one's got your name on it, Terry.
Oh, don't say that. There's my wife would kill me if I came home in a new Porsche. We have a deal that if it's over $500, we have to clear it with one another. And, you know, honey, it's a little over $500.
Yeah.
I got it at lunch.
But you're the much beloved and glorious.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't get paid for being the much beloved and glorious.
You know, in a way, that's parallel to what the guy was saying about Dusty Hill on that cruise. His wife rolled the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're all big shots until we get home and we...
Well, what's the saying behind every successful man is a woman rolling her eyes?
Yeah, so I think that's true. But so you certainly can't complain if you go and test drive one of these. And if my morning partner in Miami, a woman... can drive and have a great time with a Porsche, so can you.
Oh,
so,
anybody can. They're just awesome cars.
JackIngramPorsche.com is the place to get started because it's time to love what you drive, and you don't even have to try to love one of those.
True.
As we close in on 4 o'clock.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, between 3:30 and 4 each and every day, it's kind of like the calm before the afternoon storm. A lot of folks get off work 3 o'clock to 3:30, you know, and there's a little spike in people out on the roadways. Right now, we're light to moderate. We've only got a couple of congested places. Taylor Road, Vaughan, all the way to Atlanta Highway. East Boulevard from Vaughan up to I-85 and Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. That's about it. See a little bit of traffic on 31 to Prattville and 231 to Wetumpka. Keep it here for traffic updates. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has over 100 pre-owned Toyotas on the lot, even some 2021s. The name says it all, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I am large and in charge, Wendell J.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we have had a nice distraction from the horrendous news.
Yay.
Talking some rock and roll memories here in town. RD, good afternoon.
RD?
RD, are you there? Oh, RD, you came so
RD
close.
Going once? Twice? Yeah, maybe dropped off. All right, Brian, then, you're next. Brian?
Hey, let me turn the radio down. Hey, Charlie, you know me. If you want to ride on Barber's Motor, the racetrack of a Barber's, I'll give you a ride in my race car Sunday.
Don't tempt me, man. You know better than that. You know better than that. Don't tempt me like that.
You can come on. Either one of you. I got to do is sign the waiver.
Which racetrack is this?
Barber's. Birmingham.
Oh, in Birmingham. Okay.
Yeah, nice track. Very expensive.
I remember when I was here in my early days, there was a racetrack that was quite a bit of a drive. It wasn't the one on Northern Boulevard. It was, I think I had to go 65 to get to it.
Yeah, that's probably Barber's.
Huh.
The milk magnate built it many years ago.
Oh, really? The milk magnate?
Yeah, it's him, Barber's
Milk. Barber's
Milk.
How about that?
They've had IndyCar races up there. They've had very serious professional racing up there.
We appreciate the offer, Brian. Thanks for calling. Here is Fred to wrap up the hour.
Hey, at some point, maybe in the next hour, I'd like to hear about your radio days with people coming in with payola and offering you gifts to play songs.
I will be happy to do that. You know, if I ever get around to writing the book, I'll talk about payola because it's still out there.
It is, and I'd love to hear it, and love your...